And so, as an introduction like this, very interesting. I listen to sometimes I listen to Rav Shruli Borenstein on it's fantastic. If you ever want to, if you want to listen to a Daf Yom Yishir, what's that?
T-A-T.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's there, and he's the rage, right? It's not a competitor of Eli Stefanski. It's a different thing. But so one of the things he mentions actually though is that it's really funny. It doesn't mention shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right? It doesn't mention the word shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Very funny. In the Pesukim. Doesn't mention the word shofar, which we're going to see. And another thing I checked today, doesn't even mention the word tekiah. Doesn't say tekiah. The only thing it says basically, the two Pesukim that we saw is Zikaron Terua and Yom Terua. That's it. That's what we know. So it's all about Terua, but basically, once you got to know Terua, well, if you know Terua, then you can work everything else out. Problem is, we don't really know what Terua is. Anyway, so just a slight introduction. I'm going to, like this. Well, you need one Terua, right? I'm going through the list over here. You need one Terua for Malchios, Zichroinos, and Shofros. Okay? So that's three Teruas altogether. And before every Terua and after every Terua is a Tekiah. So it's going to work out. You're going to have, for Malchios, you can have Tekiah, Terua, Tekiah. And same for Zichronos and Shofros. So all together, just going to be nine blasts, as far as the Torah is concerned, if you knew what Terua was. Now, they speak out, the Tosis over here speaks out, that it's understood, well, because it says, basically, and we're going to see in the Gemara, that the Tekiah is the same length as the Terua. Okay? And that would mean also that let's say you would elongate the Terua for whatever reason would be longer, therefore the Tekiah would also have to be longer. Right? Which we're going to see. This is a sugi coming up. For example, when we do Shvarim Terua, okay, which is like the longest one, right? So that is actually really a Terua. And because all you got to do in the middle is the Terua. That's just a form of Terua. Maybe that is the Terua of the Torah. So when we do that Shvarim Terua, you'll notice that the Tekiah before and after are longer to be the same size as the length of the Shvarim Terua. Okay. So, fine. Let's proceed. Okay. Masa Nisi. We're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Here. So, Seder. Tekiyos. The Seder of the Tekiyos are Shalosh. There's three of them, that was the first point on this list, is that there's one for Malchios, there's one for Zichron, there's one for Shofros. And each one of those, is Shalosh is three each. Right? So that means because you have a Tekiyah, that's the second point, you have a Tekiyah before and a Tekiyah after, so therefore we've got, altogether, we've got nine. Okay. Shia Tekiah, the length of the Tekiah is Kishalosh Truos, is like three Truos. Okay. What are, Shalosh Truos? So, it's gonna say, fine. Shia Terua, a Terua is Kishalosh Yuvavois, is like three Yuvavois. So Rashi says Yuvavois are very just like colors for Alma, like short sounds. Three short sounds. So, right. According to Rashi, we're not like we have in Truas, we have nine, but basically Rashi, according to Rashi, it sounds like he holds three. Right? So three very short sounds, Ari, could you do it? Three short sounds? You could, I put you on the spot there. Beep, 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 whatever, whatever, I don't know, whatever that is. Okay, Ari could, sorry, Ari. We should have worked out. What's that? One yuvava is one. A yuvava is one, and the Terua is three yuvava. But there is people going to say like that. So now, back to familiar ground. Of what's that? That's how Tosis understands it anyway. Okay, talk of a Rishoina. He blew on the Rishoina, or Moshach Rishni. We've seen this before, right? He blew the last Tekiah of the Malchios, right? And then The first one of the last. Right, because then there's only nine. So now we know there's only nine anyway, so it makes life a lot easier when you've only got nine to deal with, right? So Malchios is three. So you've got Takiya, right? Shua, Takiya of Malchios, right? So over there, you did the first Takiya fine, yeah? And then you did your Shua, then you did another Takiya. And that Takiya, which is the last one of the Malchios, which is, right? Then you kind of extended it, right? To be Yotzi, the first one of the Zichroides. So, what's that? Yeah, that was quoting this. You can only have one because we said you can't split it up. Okay, so.
But it does count as one, even though it's very long.
Yes, that's another thing which is important. They say it's not a problem of, generally, it's not a problem of overdoing it. You can continue. Sometimes it is a problem, because there is a problem which Tosafot mentioned that if you overdo things, it can be turned into a different one. Like according to Shita's Rashi, if you overdo your shvarim, it's going to turn into a takia, which is a problematic. So you have to be careful. But like overdoing truos maybe could be fine. Okay. So Misha Birei, somebody davened. He davened his Shimon Esrei, and he didn't have a shofar in the minute of the time. Yeah, but Achkach Nismono Loi shofar, and then they got a shofar afterwards. So what does he do? It's Tukeya, Maria Tukeya. He does his takias and his truos and his takias. Shalosh Barmin, three times, and therefore, so you see over here that even though you're supposed to do it during the davening, after the fact, if you didn't have it, then you can do it after davening. Nismona means it was, it was appointed to him, it came to, yeah. Maria means Losh is true. It's the verb of yeah. Tokea means Tokia. Maria means a true. But it's okay, Shlosh Pamim. Kashem, and just like Shishlich Tzibor is Chayev, just like the Shishlich Tzibor is Chayev to Davon, students want to still, Kach Kol Yochid the Yochid, so too is every individual Chayev, that seems posher. Rav Gamliel, we're talking about Shmon Esrei now. Davoni. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going
to blow me shit. Okay, but. I don't know, but if you see the Gemara, it's something like that later. Rabban Gamliel in there, he says, Shlich Tzibo, Moitzis, the Rabban Yidei Chavosom. Yeah. We see that at the end of the sect, right? That he can be Moitzis, he holds the whole Chiva of Davening is on the Shlich Tzibo, and he's Moitzis everybody else. There's not a Chiva of that individual. It's very surprising. Okay? Gemara. Okay, fine. Okay, so going back to Shofar, it says Vatanya. Okay, so let's see what our Mishnah said. So our Mishnah said, yeah, is like this. Let's go back. We'll just start from the beginning, right? So say the Tikiyos. We said say the Tikiyos. I'm reading the Mishnah again. It's Shalosh, right? Right, which is nine. And now Shia Tikiya is Shalosh Truos. The Shia of the Tikiya is like three truos. Okay? So it sounds like one takia, yeah, equals three truos. Okay? So Vatanya, now go back to Gemara, it says Shia takia is kutrua. Yeah? The Shia of a takia, it sounds like one takia equals one trua. So, is one equal to three or is one equal to one? So Amar Abaye says Abaye, Tana, Didan, or our Tana, from our Mishnah, Kolkashid, he's enumerating the Tekiya, the Kulu Bavi, of all of the Bavi, means all of the parts, meaning all of the three sections, meaning Malchios, Shofros, and Zichroinos. And he's saying, meaning the first three, the Tekiya before the Trua, yeah, a Trua, and all of the Truos, the Kulu Bavi of all of the parts. So basically, in the whole, let's just say the whole takias from all of them, meaning before just one section of them, even the before or the after ones, equals all of the truos. That's what he's saying, right? So there's three takias before, yeah, are the same as the three truos in the middle, and it's talking about everything.
The amount of time it takes to say everything, yeah, in the middle is how long it should be at the beginning.
Yeah. Right, Tana Bora, and the Tana of the Brisa, yeah, Kohoshiv, he's enumerating, Chad Bava, Vasula, just one pot and no more. So just saying, the one Takiyah of Malkios is equal to the one Trua of Malkios. So it's just basically, they agree. Right, one's just looking on the whole picture, and one's just looking at Malkios. Okay, now, Shia Terua is to Gimel Yavavos. In the Mishnah, we said the Shia of a Terua is like Gimel Yavavos, and Rashi said that was three small, minuscule sounds. Okay, Batanya, we've got a Brisa. It says, Shia Terua, the length of the Terua is, because Shalosh Shvarim is like Shalosh Shvarim. And Shvarim, yeah, Rashi says, are longer than Truos, Yavavos. Okay? So we see over here, it's longer. It's a little bit longer. So, what are you going to say? A contradiction between this is the same Brisa before and the Mishnah. So, Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Baha Vada Kli, the arguing over here with regards to the length of the Truah or what Truah is. The Chsi, because they're the following. Yeah, it says over here, Yom Truah Yelachem. It says that it should be Yom of Truah, right? So that's the Truah, that's the time that's mentioned in the Bibra and Pinchas. Okay, and with Targuminon, and the Turgum of that, if you look in Unculus, yeah, is Yom Yavava. A day of Yavava. So Truah and Yavava mean the same thing. So it's Yom Yavava, Yehe Lechon, should be for you. That's the translation, that's the Unculus of Yom Truah Yehe Lechon. Is Yom Yavava, Yehe Lechon. And it's written, Be'ime, with regards to the mother, the Sisera. Sisera was an evil guy who wanted to kill lots of Jews. Yeah. So his mother was waiting for him to come home from battle. Yeah. But Ada Chalon, she was looking through the window. Yeah. Nishkafa, she was like peeking. Yeah. But Tiyavev, and she was crying. So Tiyavev is, the question is, crying, Aim Sisera, the mother of Sisera. See, so we see over here the word Tiyavev, right? Yavava is used, right? So now, how do you understand what Aim Sisera, basically how she was crying? So, Mars Abba, one holds, yeah, this is the Brisa, yeah, which is that it was Shforim, is Genuchi Gonach. She was Genuchi Gonach. Basically, it sounds like she was groaning or moaning. She's groaning or moaning, right? Which is slightly longer, yeah, than we'll see. But a Mars Abba, and the other, our Mishnah, who holds it was the shorter blast, was your Yavavos. Sava, Yaluli, Yolil, she was wailing or sobbing. But the point is, it's a different kind of crying. It's a shorter, you know, like basically the difference between Shvorim and Truos, right? Shvorim and Truos are both explanations of what Truos is, right? So the one form of crying, it sounds like Truos, like, whatever like that. And there's the other one of Shvorim is like, I don't know, something like that. I'm not very good at it. So the question is, what was she doing, the Aim Sisera? And that comes to Machlokas, therefore we don't know what Shua is, and then everything's like the fallout of how that affects everything. And then we don't know, okay.
She wasn't kvetching then.
She wasn't, it depends on what you call kvetching, yeah. She wasn't a Jewish mother. She wasn't kvetching, no, she definitely wasn't kvetching. Yeah, right. So, what time is it now? Is it
47.
Maybe we'll stop here because the next bit's straightforward. That because well, you get that clear. And no, I just want to do one more. I just want to do three more lines though. Actually, Tana Rabbanan, just to put this in our minds, yeah, because yeah, it's another thing. This I mentioned this already. It says Tana Rabbanan, we've got a Bryce. I'm going to stop in the middle of the Bryce. I'm not going to finish it. Okay, yeah, it says like this. Minayin shebe shofar. How do you know you're going to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So it says Tawa Loma. We've got the following pasuk. Yeah, it says Bahavarta shofar Truah. You should basically blast shofar, which do a Truah. And this is talking about Yovel, okay? Which is, we know it's Yom Kippur of Yovel. So it mentions shofar over here. Yeah, Amy Elba Yovel. We only know Yovel because it only says shofar over there by Yovel. Okay. But Rosh Hashanah, Minayin, how do we know on Rosh Hashanah? So answers the Gemara, which we get, this is important to get down as well. Talmud Loimar, we've got the following. It says, B'choydish Shvi, with regards to, Yovel, right, which is at the Rassel actually on the Amad Abba, for this Rashi over here. It says, B'choydish Shvi, She'ein Loimar, B'choydish Shvi, why if it's repetitive, it's basically, we know it's the seventh month already over here. There's a Yitter over here. So, why does it come in to tell us Chodesh Revi a second or multiple times? But yeah, Shiyu, it's going to tell you, Kol Truos Shel Chodesh Shvi, all of the Truos, all the sounds you make on the Chodesh Shvi and the seventh month, which is Yovel, which is on Yom Kippur, yeah, is going to be like one another, yeah, and therefore just as on Yovel, it's going to be with a shofar. So too on Rosh Hashanah, it's also going to be the shofar. Now, but the important to get this bit in your chazara, because then it's going to be, right, this is the hekesh over here. This is important. When it says, chodesh to be an extra time, that tells you, yeah, that you makish all of the blows together and they are in the same way as is on Yovel, which it is to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop there.